Hello, I'm Ezio Bonifacio. I'm a professor at Dresden University in Germany, and I'm going to talk to you today about the prevention of type 1 diabetes. We often hear about cure for type 1 diabetes. When will there be a cure? What many people don't know is that when a child comes in diagnosed in a coma or with very high blood glucose with type 1 diabetes, this process has already started several years beforehand, and usually in the first years of life. What happens in these children is that they switch their immune system on against themselves, against the insulin that is vital for their life, and also the cells that produce insulin, the beta cells, and eventually destroy these cells. This can take many years and can take up to 20 or even 30 years, but they will eventually develop type 1 diabetes. What we try and do is to actually try and change that immune system. So instead of an immune system that is there to kill and destroy their beta cells, remove their insulin, we try to alter that so that the immune system can no longer recognize insulin as a bad guy in the process and leave the beta cells alone. What I think is special about what we do is we try to do this very early, already in childhood. How does it work? Well, normally, to turn the immune system on, you need to be exposed to something that the immune system will recognize as foreign in the context of danger. So a bacteria or a virus which causes some sort of inflammation then turns the immune system on and activates it against those proteins and perhaps some of the other proteins around it. What we want to do, and several other investigators in the world, we want to teach the immune system that insulin and the other beta cell antigens are actually good guys. So to teach it to ignore insulin. Simply put, if we give the insulin and the other antigens in a very non-danger manner, for example, orally by mouth, intranasally is another potential route, perhaps some administration on the skin, we hope to be able to have the immune system learn that this can be tolerated. And through this, we hope that we will be able to get to a point of giving a vaccine to children. Where are we? Well, we can do this with animals, and we've started doing this in children. We conduct and have almost completed an international trial now where we've been giving young children who are genetically at risk to develop type 1 diabetes, increasing doses of insulin. We need to find out if this has any effect. We need to see whether we have changed any of the immune system. If we're able to do that and if we can show that, the next step will be to take that dose, that route, and do the large trial. How long before we get to the vaccine where families can go to the doctor and the child will routinely get a vaccine as part of their early childhood disease prevention program? 10 years, we might be there. Thank you very much for listening.